if the information or the account the person was told by fortune or escape, and one of the companions went and made ruqya to that person who was told, and that person did not have any sickness after that. And the ruqya was the recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the news. The Quran is the speech of Allah, it's not created. But all other things, they are created. Things, meditation will take for you to deliver yourself from the city. So those are beneficial causes. If a person is sick, we say if a person is sick in the stomach, one of the meditations for that is for him to take honey. Honey is a cause for a person to get better or to get well. Now let's examine the three types of people. Some people say, I'm going to depend on Allah, I'm not going to take any medication, nor I'm going to take any ruqya, nor I'm going to do anything. They say this is not dependent. So dependence upon Allah is for you to affect the cause. This is called tawakkul. Not tawakkul, tawakkul. You're not fully not dependent, this is faith dependent on Allah. But there's another person who says, I'm going to take the medication, in our case it's the honey, and in his heart, he thinks the honey itself is going to cure him. So this person is putting all of his trust in the honey itself. Therefore, that does not represent dependence upon Allah. But the person who is from Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the one who understands what dependence is, he says, yes, Allah orders me to affect the problem. So I'm going to take the honey, but I'm not going to put my trust in the honey to heal me. I'm going to put my trust in Allah to make the honey good for me. So this person is dependent upon Allah to bring good to him and to keep evil from befalling him. Coupled with that, he affected the appropriate causes. You understand this procedure? The meaning of dependence. This dependence upon Allah Azza wa Jal is one of the conditions of faith. Because it says in the ayah, in the beginning of the chapter, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَتَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Depend upon Allah if you are believers. The application of this ayah, those who are not believers, they do not depend upon Allah. And the second implication of this ayah, the more of a believer a person is, the more he's going to depend upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dependence upon Allah azza wa jal is half of our religion. It says in Surah Al-Fatiha, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَنَسْتَعِينُ. We worship you and we seek your help. We seek the help of Allah because you, a person, has to depend upon Allah to seek the help of Allah. If a person is not depending upon Allah, this person cannot seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second ayah in this chapter, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجَلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. The believers are The one, when the name of Allah is mentioned, their heart will be in awe. And when they hear the ayat of Allah being recited, their iman will increase, and they depend upon their Lord.
وعلى ربهم يتوكلون.
We have mentioned before to you that believers, or the heart of a person to be a believer, comes into two classifications. The first classification is the minimum amount of iman. And the second classification is the full iman. How many believers? They are believers, but those qualities that are described in this ayah does not be sufficient. Yet, that does not make those people unbelievers. They are still believers, but they do not attain this level of belief. So those who attain this level of belief, they have certain qualities. The first quality, when the name of Allah is mentioned, their heart is in awe. I'll give you an example of that, a worthy example. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to develop our fear from Allah Azza wa Jal. If you live in a certain time or a certain community where there is a tyrant in this community, people will be in the privacy of their home, but they cannot say anything about the tyrant. And if the name of that tyrant is mentioned, they will be in fear. Because they have fear from this tyrant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a tyrant. Allah is all just. And Allah is merciful. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is severe in His punishment. So much severe in His punishment that Allah Azza wa Jal decreed that the person steals, his hand to be cut off. And if a person drinks one drop of khamr, he is to be whipped. If a person fornicates, going to be whipped 100 times or stoned to death. So people cannot depend only on the mercy of Allah, because Allah, who is merciful, He decreed those severe punishments in this life. So if He decreed those severe punishments in this life, can you imagine what might be decreed upon a sinful person in the year after? Therefore, we have to hear from Allah when Allah's name is mentioned. So when the name of Allah is mentioned, we have to remember that Allah is severe in His punishment. Just like we remember that Allah is merciful. So those believers who attain this level of belief, when the name of Allah is mentioned, their heart is in fear. And what else? And when the ayat of Allah, when we hear the ayat of Allah recited, their iman increases. Because in those ayat, they know about the word of Allah, they know about the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and other things that will be mentioned in the ayat. And the third of their qualities that are their Lord, they depend. Yeah.
So having said that, we move to the second ayah in this chapter where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ حَسْبُكَ اللَّهُ وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
O Prophet, Allah is sufficient for you and Allah is sufficient for the believer. So whoever depends on Allah, don't think Allah is not sufficient to bring good to you and to keep evil from before you. Allah is sufficient. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in another ayah also, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. If you depend on Allah, it's enough for you. It's sufficient. But here, when we are making dependence on Allah, we have to make sure the true dependence, not the fake dependence. The dependence that is coupled with accepting the appropriate reason and the appropriate causes that are connected to that specific situation. Also in this, the author brought the statement of an Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما قال حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل قالها إبراهيم حين ألقي في النار وقالها محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم حين قالوا له إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادكم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل.
Allah knows that the living Allah and His grace is more than our care of God. For said by Ibrahim, alayhi salam, he was known as the Father, and then was said by Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it was bathed in the heaven of his bed, verily people have gathered against you a great army, therefore fear them, for the only institution of his faith.
Okay. From this report, it says that when Ibrahim was thrown in the fire, he said this statement, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah supplies us and He is the best to serve upon. And also, that was said when it was mentioned to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the battle of Uhud, that the people are gathering up to come. And he said, and it was said at that time. And this is narrated by Al-Bukhari and Nasa'i. So we see how dependence upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is much needed in times of difficulty. Where Ibrahim was being thrown in the fire, he said this statement, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. And that represents the amount of faith in the heart. Because what happens is, ya ikhwan, in many situations when people experience difficulty, they forget to depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ عِنْدَ الصَّدْمَةِ الْأُولَى. Patience has to be demonstrated when at the first attack, when the panicking, the feeling of panic, the feeling of anxiety, the feeling of fear, and the feeling of worry and concern come to your heart, this is where the heart has to show solidarity by depending on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by being faithful. So therefore Ibrahim mentioned when he was thrown in the fire, he said, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. And verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the fire, be cool to him, and it was cool. And here many of the people, or it was written in the commentary, that as Ibrahim was being thrown in the fire, Jibreel came to him and he told him, do you need anything? He said, no, pay attention. He said, Allah's knowledge of me is sufficient. Allah's knowledge of me is sufficient. So he did not make dua, because Allah's knowledge of him is sufficient for him, so he does not have made dua. This is true. 100% possible, because everybody is in need of dua in all situations. We cannot say, because if Allah knows our situation, we will not go to make dua. Then what is the benefit of all the dua that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes? Dua is a great card for you to bring benefit to yourself. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Your Lord has said, call upon me and I will answer you. الدعاء من أعظم الأسباب التي تحقق بها الغاية. Calling upon Allah is one of the most powerful reasons to get your or to obtain and attain your goal. So we wanted to mention that because this is widely spread amongst the people that Ibrahim said, no, Allah's knowledge of me makes you do not want to make the dua. Having said that, connected with our topic tonight, there is other type of dependence which have nothing to do with acts of worship. And that is the dependence when we assign each other duties. I say, I depend on so and so to take my grocery to this up for me. This is not depending upon him that he's going to bring good to you or keep evil from befalling you. This is, you are putting yourself, you're depending on him in the place of your own obligation. And this is perfectly alright. We can depend on each other to do favors for each other. Having said that, we go through the issue, inshaAllah.
Upon Allah in the condition of faith. Explanation of the verse in Adam Sad. Explanation of the verse in Adam Sad. Explanation of the verse in Adam Sad. Importance of the word Allah alone is specified, and even the rest of the word of the sale side. These were the words said by the Messenger of Islam. And by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time of his destruction.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
So how is it that we have talked about the very three important acts of worship of the heart, which is love,
fear and dependence upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of those acts of the heart are mandatory duties upon every single Muslim. Every single Muslim must love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single Muslim must fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every single Muslim must depend upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This love, fear, dependence are the deeds of the heart. And having said that, we stop at this point inshaAllah, and if you have any questions, we try to answer them. Go ahead.
First of all, now, remember the hadith, we were saying how hadith is the talking about when you fear the people, it makes you deter. It makes you deter from the religion.
Come back to God distract.
Hadith, you know, for those people who seek the pleasure of the people at the expense of the stranger of Allah.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying that one of the points in that is that fear, when you fear the people, makes you deter from the religion. Can you connect that in, like, for instance, fear, like of riyah? Can you use that same thing, like, you fear riyah, so you don't do something? Can you apply that here as, like, the same thing?
No, I don't see how. Sometimes you might be afraid that you might be practicing riyah, therefore you do not do the act of worship.
Right.
And hope that you are not practicing riyah.
Right.
You know, no, I think this is not connected to that, because this is connected when a person does what the people want him to do at the expense of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right. But like, isn't it Shaitan who wants you, like, aren't you like kind of like obeying Shaitan by not doing, like for instance, Shaitan is coming to you saying, you might be practicing Riyadh.
That is a different issue altogether.
Okay,
and it should be the Shaitan that is, because the Shaitan is very experienced in trying to make you stay away from the obedience of Allah. And sometimes you must enter the heart of the people by saying this. Don't make this fear because people will think you are doing riya. So you will let the people not do the fear from that perspective.
Right.
But the person, if he's aware of how the Quran can come and what he can whisper, he will be able to detect that and protect himself not to think that Allah can do that. Insurance is permissible in Islam or not permissible. But aside from this answer, this specific question, a person has to, by depending upon Allah, they have to accept the causes which are permissible. If the causes are not permissible, then the dependence has weakness in it or defection. Therefore, if a person who is sick and he has a cold sore, he cannot say, I'm going to drink some wine because it's good for the cold. Because drinking the wine is haram, and you cannot implement haram causes for you to get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to heal. So the causes that have to be connected with the dependence on Allah are those causes which are permitted and related to that situation.
When you were talking about Qasar and health,
yeah.
I think you got it wrong. You're trying to figure out if this thing was like to be cool.
Tashya and hope. And we have mentioned the difference between Tashya and hope. What is your question? No, what is your question?
I don't know. My question is based on what he said. If I had fear that getting out the military, what the people can say in the military, you're not going to get a job in the outside. So I fear that not getting a job in the outside, so I depend on that and stay in. Would that be not depending on a lot of money in the outside, but I stay in the military? Is that one of the examples?
The example that you are bringing, that does not mean that you are depending on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has to, you have to assess the situation. And you have to know the proper causes or proper reasoning behind a certain answer. So for you to ask questions, I cannot answer you in a factual based on the little information that you have given me. Of what you have to do with the military and in and out, because there's a lot of things connected to that. But my answer to you in general, when a person is afraid from the people, then he does not obey what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown him. This represents putting fear from the people more important and has a higher place in his heart than fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But sometimes it's permissible in an Islam to deal with the people with wisdom, just to do not put yourself in situations which are sticky situations. As long as you do that without compromising your religion. Without compromising your religion. Having said that, we finish this section tonight. وهذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.